The Lost Princess. In London, Sophia kept up to date with Lajpat Rai's worsening situation by way of the British newspapers. It emerged that he had been sentenced without trial to indefinite detention and had been spirited out of India to be held in solitary confinement in a Burmese prison. While in Mandalay, he was denied access to lawyers and refused leave to appeal. In the words of Gokhale, the severity of the sentence had literally convulsed the country from one end to the other. Swathes of outraged Punjabis flocked to the Home Rule cause like never before. A prominent militant nationalist from Maharashtra, Senpati Bapat, warned that if Lala Lajpat Rai was not released immediately, Bapat would shoot the Secretary of State for India himself. The Indian newspaper Vande Mataram wrote in an editorial, "The hour for speeches and fine writing is past. The bureaucracy has thrown down the gauntlet. We take it up. Men of the Punjab, race of the lion, show these men who would stamp you into the dust that for one Lajpat they have taken away, 100 Lajpats will arise in his place. Let them hear 100 times louder your war cry, Jai Hindustan." Sophia was frantic about Lajpat Rai's welfare, as well as that of Bamba and Pauline, still in Lahore. The Daily Mail made for disturbing reading. "Troops of all arms are marching into Lahore from Mianmir in preparation for grave eventualities. Police, mounted and unmounted, are also being drafted from all parts of the province." Sir Denzil Ibbotson, the new LG, made a careful inspection of the defences of Lahore Fort and summoned reinforcements for the military. According to the paper, Punjabi thugs were pouring into the city. Bodies of stalwart rustics armed with bludgeons are moving into Lahore, having been enlisted by seditious leaders. These gangs are now crowding into the native city. The government has issued a proclamation declaring that all meetings of every kind in Lahore are forbidden and will be seen as unlawful assemblies. They are warning the public not to attend any such meeting.